starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Where in tarnation is Jeff? The minute you want him for something, he disappears like a collar button.
He's washing his face. He'll be in a minute.
He's got no sense of responsibility. When I was his age, do you know what I was doing?
Mm-hmm. You were doing the work of a man.
Oh, the trouble with women nowadays, they don't know how to raise boys. They treat them like children. They ought to treat them like men. Oh, there you are. I thought you were supposed to be...
Can I borrow your razor?
Huh?
He needs a razor.
So I can shave.
Shave what?
You know.
Are you going to start that nonsense all over again like you did this morning?
Can I help it if I'm growing a mustache?
Look, I've seen more whiskers on a pullet egg. Now get up there and yank them nails like you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
I can't figure out where that boy gets such foolish ideas in his head.
I think you could have treated him with a little more consideration.
You mean you go along with this silly nonsense? You heard him ask me to borrow him a razor?
I heard everything he said. And don't you tell me what you did when you were a boy.
Well.
Sometimes I think we just don't realize that Jeff is growing up. He's an inch taller than he was last year, and you know how much deeper his voice is.
Well, he ain't grown that much. Not to ask me to borrow my good razor to shave the peach fuzz off in his face.
I'm not interested in whether Jeff is ready to shave or not, which, of course, he isn't. But he thinks he's a man, and you belittle him in front of his best friend.
Man? Why, he's just a boy. A young sprout.
Oh? A few minutes ago, you were all for making him a man. You can't treat him as an adult one minute and as a boy the next. He's confused enough about himself as it is. Dad, adolescence isn't easy.
Well, maybe I was a little bit bumptious. Do you think I hurt his feelings?
Yes, I think you did.
Oh, I'm just an old fool. You should never strip a boy of his pride.
Ah, you just didn't realize.
But I'll make it up to him. I know what I'll do.
You think just because all of a sudden I'm growing up that I committed a crime or something?
Yeah. Well, that's the trouble with parents. They just don't understand young men's problems.
Can't help it if I'm premature, can I?
Yeah, had to happen someday.
Sure. The way they act, you'd think I was running off and getting married or something.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be sorry when I get kicked out of school for not being neat.
It could happen, too. Miss Robin will think it's dirt on your face.
Yeah.
Fog. I better dull it up some more, I guess, just to make sure.
I have a good mind to let my beard grow clean down to here. That'd show him.
Yeah, then you'd never have to wear a tie. Who wears your neck?
Well, how you doing, boys?
Okay.
That's a good job. We can use that lumber for the rabbit hutch.
Yeah.
Say, do you know something?
What?
I believe you could stand to shave.
You mean it, Gramps? Well, that's what he was trying to tell you.
Now, you get your work done here, and I'll shave you myself.
Really?
You heard what I said. Get your job finished.
Sure.
And can I watch you?
Yeah. If you do my work for me.
I never saw anyone so eager to run into misery.
How sharp does it have to be, Gramps?
Oh, it's got to be plenty sharp.
Golly, it looks like a sword.
Stop saying things like that.
Now, for the first test.
Ow!
You see that, Porky? Splits the hair right up through the middle. It's plenty sharp.
Golly.
Gee, what would happen if you slipped with one of them things?
Do you want to watch or don't you?
Yeah, but...
None of that. Now, get the lather on your face. Because it makes the blade glide smoother up your neck, you see. That's plenty sharp. Yes, sir.
Stop it.
Wait a minute. Let me look at you. Touch up that spot there.
You think I should get the iodine, Mr. Miller? And just in case.
Now, listen, don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right. Of course, I ain't as steady as I was 20 years ago, you know. Now, hold still, will you? So the razor won't slip.
Gramps! Huh? You ever shaved anyone else before?
Well, no, not exactly, but there's always a first time for everything now, you know.
Jeff, if anything happens, can I have the raft?
Shut up!
Now, hold still, will you, so I can begin?
Gramps, if anything happens, you'll watch after Lassie, won't you? You know what I mean.
Look, you're making me nervous now. Hold still. Good plowing job, even if I do say so myself. Now, you can open your eyes now, boy. You're still alive.
Gosh, it didn't even hurt.
Just a minute. Get you a little bit closer there.
Smells good. Does it stink?
A little. Feels good, though. Nice and refreshing.
You know something? Your face looks cleaner.
Naturally. You can't see the beard anymore.
Well, that's because he never had so much soap on his face before.
Three strong men in the house, and I have to... What's going on here?
Chris just gave me a shave.
What?
And a real professional job it was, too, even if I do have to toot my own horn.
It didn't even hurt him a bit, Miss Miller.
Fine. Jeff, take this stuff off the table immediately. And I want to talk to you alone.
Now, there's no need for that look in your eye.
You'll just have to get used to this, Mom. Every man has to shave.
Yes, dear. Take this stuff and put it where it belongs.
Now, before you start puffing like a steam engine, why don't you let me explain?
Shaving him. Of all the things to...
Why don't you listen to the facts first? Now, look. You couldn't cut cream cheese with this. I dulled it all up so it's got no edge on it at all. Look at that.
Oh. But Jeff still thinks he was shaved, doesn't he?
Well, what are you kicking up so much of a fuss about it for? This morning you hollered at me because I was embarrassing him. And now you're mad at me because I made him feel like a man. Oh, women, women, women.
I'm sorry. I guess I just don't want to accept the fact that he actually will be shaving someday. Sooner than I care to think about.
Well, no doubt he is growing up.
Well, to a mother, growing up means growing away.
Well, he ain't gone for a long time yet. So all we can do is just kind of prepare him for his journey. I'll even give him this razor when he goes.
Well, how about playing Mumbly Peg?
Kid stuff.
Well, what about catch?
You can play if you want to.
Who am I supposed to play with? My shadow?
A
just don't feel like playing kid games, that's all.
Boy, what are you gonna do? Sit around all your life between shaves? Mummy Pig was all right for you yesterday.
If I wanted to play, I'd play.
Do you know what I think? I think that bay rum made you dizzy.
No, girl, not now.
What are you treating her like that for? She's got more whiskers than you'll ever have.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. It just shows that you're jealous.
Jealous of what? Something you can hardly see through a magnifying glass?
I don't have to talk to children.
Then don't talk to yourself.
Then don't push me.
A couple of jackals. What's got into you two?
Do you think we should tell him the truth about that shaving trick you played on him?
Well, he ought to be taken down a peg, but I ain't got the gumption to tell him.
Probably make him feel ridiculous. But that superior attitude he's taken toward Porky is intolerable.
Here he comes.
Sorry it took me so long to clean up.
Jeff, I think it would be nice if after supper you called up Porky and apologized.
Apologize? Me? To that kid? After he made fun of me?
Well, you quarreled with Porky before.
He's just jealous because I've outgrown him.
Porky's just as old as you are, Jeff.
Always was and always will be.
Well, he hasn't matured yet, and I have.
Jeff, just what do you think maturing is?
Well, when men start to shave, stuff like that.
You ain't got all the facts, young fella. Coming a man isn't what grows on your face, it's what grows behind it. Up here.
I'm smarter than Porky, too.
Jeff, that's not very nice. Being understanding and considerate of people is much more a sign of growing up.
Well, as soon as Porky gets a little more consideration, there's a little more understanding, then I'll talk to him. Not now.
Then you consider yourself a man.
A lot more than Porky will ever be.
Well, I guess I have two men around the house now.
Well, it's nice to know you got another full-grown hand around.
Welcome to the working half of the family, boy.
I had to grow up sometime.
You betcha. No arguing about that.
And after supper, we'll go out and dig about a half a dozen post holes.
After supper?
Mm-hmm. There's still 2 hours of daylight, you know. Well,
but I gotta listen to the Blue Phantom and Gun Marshal. They're my favorite programs.
Say, don't tell me you're listening to those kid shows now.
Looks like you'll have to listen to them alone, girl.
Wake him up, Lassie. Wake him up.
What's the big idea?
6 o'clock, Jeff. Time to get up.
Oh, I'm tired. All those post holes last night. The moon even came up before the sun went down.
Yeah, but there's a man's work before breakfast, you know. I'll see you in the barn.
Oh. Ow! Sorry you did that. Just wait and see. Only 4 to go, then we can eat breakfast. I'm just about ready for supper.
Okay.
Can't you pull me harder?
You know, never would have got them potatoes loaded if it hadn't been for Jeff. It's nice having an extra man around.
The extra man doesn't seem to have worked up much of an appetite.
I worked up a swell appetite loading the first 5 bags. Lost it loading the second five.
Well, you'll get it back sawing logs.
Sawing logs?
Well, there ain't no sense in digging post holes unless you got posts to put in them. Of course, I've got to go to town, so I won't be with you, but you'll be through by nightfall.
You mean I got to do it myself?
Unless you can get Lassie on the other end of the saw with you.
Lassie can't do anything to help me now. She can't even sleep in my room anymore.
Well, why not?
Well, because only kids have dogs sleeping in their room. Besides, she bothers me. She can sleep in the barn.
Well, of course, she's your dog, and you've got a right to tell her what to do. But you better finish up so I can tell you how long I want them posts on.
I don't see how I can finish all this by nightfall. I won't say if I am, and I won't say if I'm not. Do you want to go fishing? It's got time for fishing. I've got work to do. And would you rather go fishing? No. You can't be a child all your life, you know. Come on, Porky. Well, if you want to go that bad, go ahead. I told you to sleep in the barn. Go on.
Maybe we've been overdoing it. I haven't seen Jeff's eyes open in days.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. I figured to let up on him a little.
Oh, good. I will say this for Jeff. He hasn't complained once.
No. For the last 2 or 3 days, he hasn't done anything that I haven't had to do over again.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, son.
What day is today?
Wednesday.
How many days till Sunday?
5, counting today. Now, please, honey, I want you to eat something.
Yep, today is another big day.
All we ever have is big days.
How would you like to go to town with me? And while I'm taking care of my business, you go to a picture show and get a chocolate soda.
You mean it, Gramps? Honest?
Well, I said it, didn't I?
Then I don't have to work like a horse all day?
Go and get yourself cleaned up so we can go.
Oh, thanks. Can Porky go, too?
He can if he wants to, I guess.
Oh, I thought you said Porky was too young for you.
Oh, gosh, we're almost the same age, and I think I have something I'd better say.
Oh?
Well, I looked in the mirror again this morning. I don't really have a mustache at all. I'm no man yet, and I'm not ready to be one yet. It's too much responsibility. I ache all over.
There's really no rush about growing up anyway, Jeff. I'm proud of you just as you are.
Growing up's a gradual thing, boy. You don't want to be too anxious to throw away your younger days. They're kind of precious.
Then I don't have to work hard anymore?
We'd rather see you play.
Well, you can help me more by doing your chores like other boys do and going fishing or something. Only get out of my way.
Oh, I was really getting to feel old before my time.
That was beginning to make me feel old before my time.
Well, I guess Lassie can be a member of the family now, can't she?
Sure. I'm sorry I treated you the way I did, girl. Now we can have some fun again.
E-R-K-E!
That's Porky.
E-R-K-E!
Hi, Mr. Miller, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, guess what?
What?
Look.
I don't see anything.
Look here.
You got chapped lips?
You blind. I got a mustache. I woke up this morning and looked in the mirror, and there it was, staring me right in the face. Feel.
Porky, you sure you know what you're asking for?
Sure. I wanted you to be the first one to know. Pop will probably let me shave it off myself. Well, so long. Bye.
Bye.
I have a feeling that Porky will never be the same again.
Well, if I know Matt Brockway, Porky get the closest shave he ever got in his whole life.
Poor kid. He just doesn't know what he's letting himself in for.